Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. It's not that unusual for bands to find inspiration in the long-ago music of their childhoods, but in the band Y Oak's case, that music that they grew up with wasn't so long ago. It was the music of the 90s. The duo's recently released fourth album, called Shriek, signifies a big shift in the band's sound from their previous guitar-heavy tracks to something a bit more synthetic. It's a sound we're going to get to hear right now, live in the studio, with Y Oak and a song called Before, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That is the band Why Oak, live on Soundcheck with a song called Before, which you will find on their latest album called Shriek. Why Oak is, as it has always been, Jen Wassner and Andy Stack joining me here at the microphones. Jen, good to see you again.
Hi, good to be here. Thanks for having us.
So it has been you on voice and guitar and Andy on drums and keyboards, but now you both have keyboards, and you were playing bass on that song.
I was, and yes, we do. I think it feels a little bit more natural for us than maybe it looks to some people because, at least in the studio, you know, we're a two-person band, so we've always shared instrumental duties pretty equally.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're making records, it's not uncommon for me to be playing keyboards, to be playing bass, for Andy to be playing bass. There are guitar solos on our records that everyone thinks that I play, that Andy played.
Really?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's never really been.
And yet, in live performance, that's you
that's
squalling
me.
Away
yeah.
out on the middle yeah. in the middle of the stage.
Yeah.
There. It's always been sort of like being in the studio and like. You know, Jen will pick up the guitar and start playing, and I'll be like, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. And then I'll start playing, and then she'll be like, no, like play this way. And it just kind of goes back and forth. So, yeah, all the records we've made, it's like, who did that again?
It's actually hard to remember what is what at a certain point. Yeah.
Well, now you've ditched the whole problem altogether because neither of you are playing guitar.
That's true. Yeah. I still play, it's funny, I still play a lot of guitar in our live shows because we don't have enough. I mean, it makes for some nice variety because, you know, all the old stuff and the new stuff I think mixes together pretty well. But at least in the new stuff.
Well, now the last time we spoke, it was at Celebrate Brooklyn. You guys had just come off the stage, and
I remember.
It was a great set. And you had just put the first kind of electronic synth-based song up online, and the initial response was horror from the fans who, you know, expected to hear guitar. And Jen, you had something really interesting to say about, you know, not being beholden to the expectations of your own fans.
Well, I think that, I mean, it's not just expectations of fans. It's also my own expectations about what this project was allowed to be, so-called allowed to be. And that was a big hang-up for me when I was trying to write new material. I just felt like that all these, I mean, when you start a band, you start any creative enterprise, freedom is such a big part of why people want or feel inspired to make art, you know? And so over the course of a few years, I mean, it's very flattering that people have become so attached to my guitar playing. And it's certainly not something that, you know.
Well, now we learn it was Andy's guitar
playing.
Yeah.
Well, some of it, yeah. Finally, your credit is just, finally, the credit you've just been due. I think. At the heart of it, I really had a lot of faith that people who liked our project were really in it for the songs themselves.
Right.
And it was never about the guitar for us. And it was also not like I was trying to make some sort of statement about the guitar. It's become this, you know, one of the talking points about the record. I play guitar almost every day. I still love the instrument. It was just a matter of having a hard time finding inspiration at that particular time in my life and needing to reclaim some of the freedom that I felt like I had lost with the project. And
so did the change of instruments change the songwriting, or did the songwriting suggest to you, hey, I need a different sound?
I think it was a little of both. I mean, the process was very different because of the different instrumentation, but also because of the fact that we were living in separate cities for the first time. So
yeah.
The recording, the production of the songs themselves actually was integrated into the writing process from the get-go.
So now you guys had both been in Baltimore.
We have, historically, yeah. Right. But
now one of you has absconded to the West Coast.
Yeah. I was living in Portland, Oregon for most of last year of 2013, and then I have relocated again. I live out of boxes a lot, apparently, but now I'm living in Texas, and I bought a house there. So
where in Texas?
In a real little town called Marfa, in West
Texas. Not such a small town.
Oh, it's
very small.
Town. maybe not by reputation, but
right. No, it has a big musical reputation.
Sure, yeah.
Too.
There's like one stop sign in the whole town. So
wow.
It's probably the smallest town you've ever heard of.
Yeah,
that may well be true.
That's a
good
point.
It's
bigger than its britches.
Actually, notably, KRTS, the NPR station there, is like the smallest listenership of any public radio station in the country.
So support now, because your call matters.
Yeah.
And Jen, you're still in Baltimore?
I'm still in Baltimore, yes.
Quite a scene there in Baltimore.
It's remarkable, yeah.
We had Dan Deacon here in the studio. He's been here a number
Danny.
Of times. And so one time we did this kind of fun online thing with him where we showed him different flags of different United States, and he had to guess which state it was. And, of course, the first one we showed him was Maryland. And he was like,
"Hey,
that's Maryland." He was, like, all pleased with himself. So I was like, all right, wise guy.
Yeah.
What's the state, the official state tree of Maryland?
And he knew?
He did not know.
No,
Dan. Did not know.
Dan Deacon.
And he must have been
shame.
So embarrassed.
Shame on you.
Tell the nice people what the official state tree of the state of Maryland is.
It's the Y-Oak.
The Y-Oak.
It's the Y-Oak.
Hold on a minute.
It's true.
It is the Y-Oak.
Is it still? It continues to be?
Although the Y-Oak itself does not stand. Yeah. But it is. It's in the governor's desk. It's in there, man. It's in the history of our state, for sure.
We're speaking with the members of the band Y-Oak. Their latest CD is called Shriek. So with the sounds of, I mean, we're hearing a lot of contemporary songwriters now looking back to the electronic music of the 80s and 90s. Who were you guys looking back to?
It's very interesting because I think I've heard a lot of people say, "Oh, your record, it's so 80s," or it's so 90s. To me, I wasn't necessarily fixating on anything like that. And a couple times when people have told me that it sounded futuristic, I was really stoked. Like someone told me it sounded like Blade Runner, and I didn't know.
Which would be 1980s.
Yeah, but they. I think what she meant. She said it sounds like the future as envisioned.
Right.
By. So I think it wasn't necessarily that we were trying to make a retro sounding record as much as it. I always struggle with the question of influences in general because I feel like the way that I write, particularly, is so instinct based. It's such an intuition based act that oftentimes, you know, it's all unconscious. It's obviously coming out of me. And everything that I've ever heard and loved and experienced is in there. And I'm sort of filtering what I do through it. But if I start to think of specifics in that process, then I lose it. So in the act of creating, I can't even think that way. Does that make sense?
Right.
You know,
it absolutely does. But the corollary to that, and I've heard a lot of people, you know, a lot of creative people say that, but then the corollary is that sometimes when you're done, you look at what you've created and you think, oh
yeah.
I didn't know that was in there.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. That's true.
All right. Well, maybe when we reconvene here at the table, we can talk about what some of those things were.
Sure,
but do you
want to
play another song?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Tower?
Yeah, we're going to play. Excuse us, we're going to go get back to our positions.
Okay. Y-Oak, going back to battle stations. Jen Wassner, singing and playing keyboards and bass. Andy Stack, playing the drums and more keyboards. One hand on the keys, one hand on the drumstick. The album is called Shriek. It includes this song, The Tower, but we're going to hear a live version of it today on Soundcheck. We'll be right back. That is the band Why Oak, performing live here in the Soundcheck studio in a song called The Tower from their new album called Shriek. And moving on, a song called Logic of Color, another live performance on Soundcheck from Why Oak.
Thanks for having us, Radioland. This is one of my favorite songs to sing off of our new record.
Logic of Color is the name of that live performance of a song by Why Oak here in the Soundcheck studio, and again a song from their latest album called Shriek. Jen Wassner singing and playing keyboard, Andy Stack playing drums, a little bit of keyboard as well here in the studio, and you guys are now the only Why Oak left in the state of Maryland.
That's correct.
You mentioned before, Jen, that the original Why Oak tree is no longer standing.
Yeah, it fell down.
Apparently, and our crew's been doing some research, apparently it was believed to be some 460 years old.
That's amazing.
Oak tree.
Felled in a thunderstorm. But just to be clear, I said the official state tree, it was the honorary state tree.
Honorary.
The official state tree is the plain old white oak, of which the...
Which is what everyone thinks our band name is when we tell it to them, before we spell it. W-Y-E, oak like the tree.
So, like the little town in...
Yeah, I think it's in Y-Mills, Maryland.
Y-Mills, Maryland. So we were talking before about, you know, the sort of the writing process. Jen, you try and clear your head of, like, thinking really obviously about influences and stuff when you're writing. But then afterwards, when you hear the final product and when you first heard that finished version of Shriek.
Of Shriek, the song itself?
Of the album.
Oh, the album. Oh, right. I don't know. I mean, there's a few of those. I think, obviously, Kate Bush was a big one for me. The song Despicable Animal, mm-hmm. Everyone came up to me and was like, yo, it sounds like Tears for Fears. And I was like, oh, no. You're totally right. But, I mean, you know, it's like...
You could do worse. I mean,
you could do way worse.
Man,
oh, sure,
they had
no.
Some huge hits.
I got no problem. No, I don't want that to come out like a diss at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was more just like, you're absolutely right. That is a total... You know, it's like, but it's never on your mind. If you, I mean, the overthink is always the thing. The overthink is how I backed myself into a corner in the first place. So I guess, you know, the whole process of writing this was all about finding this super naive, unafraid place and just feeling like, hey, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And I'm going to believe that what I'm coming up with is worth creating and mm-hmm. that what I have to contribute is worth making, which I definitely did not feel for a while. And it showed because I wasn't able to make anything. So
you have writer's block, and you, instead of powering through it, you just go around it.
Yeah,
I guess.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's everyone's got their tricks.
Absolutely.
Life is just a series of figuring out how to play tricks on your own brain.
So now that Andy's in Marfa, Texas, the biggest little town that I've heard of, how's this going to, you know, does that change the creative process, the logistics, the practicality of touring, of making records?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the logistics are different, and the separation, the distance that we had when we were writing the last record was a limitation. It was a challenge that we had to work with. But I mean, we've always been up for working within limitations, and mm-hmm. Just the
why
sort
our
of,
band is the way that it is.
Yeah, just know? being a duo and trying to make it work live has always been that way. And so with being 2,000 some odd miles away, I'm not too worried about it, honestly. It's like we made the record on opposite coasts, and that distance and that process brought things out in our collaborative process that wouldn't have come out otherwise. Mm-hmm. And it opened a lot of doors for us. It made us feel like a lot of the sort of like limitations and inhibitions that we've had artistically have been kind of like blown away, and we feel like we could do whatever we want.
Well, I'll be eager to see what you do next.
Thank you so much.
The album is called Shriek from the band Why Oak, Jen Wassner, Andy Stack. Great to see you guys again.
Thank you so much for having us.
This is Soundcheck. We've enjoyed our live session with Why Oak here at soundcheck.org. If you have, you might like to hear it again. You might even like to see it. We've been shooting video. The audio will be available later today for on-demand listening. The video will be coming somewhat later. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll let you know when both are up. And then come back tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, here at soundcheck.org. Our next live session will feature the singer, multi-instrumentalist, and composer Gabriel Kahane. Has a brand new album out, an L.A.-inspired record called The Ambassador. He'll tell us all about it tomorrow, 2 p.m. at soundcheck.org. I know, I feel no information. If you enjoyed this in-studio performance, join us nearly every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern to listen in as we record a session for an upcoming episode of the show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to get updates on each day's guest. Then stream the session live at 2 p.m. Eastern on soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you back here next time.